Hey guys, I hate a dildo.
Geek Juice Radio. I mega faulted to your mother.
You like discussions about incest?
Because first of all, it's the worst movie ever made.
The link ain't blue, so I can't click it.
Visit our website at www.geekjuicemedia.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, not only are you listening to Geek Juice Radio, but we have got a whole cornucopia of features for you. We have got Alex Chowski. If that weren't enough, we have got Josh Hadley. What's that? You want Kevin Daly? Done. Boom. Suck on that. What is it going to take me to get you to listen to the rest of this show? You want Charlie McMullen? Well, then you got it, you lucky so-and-so.
Tonight our topic is infomercials. I'm Alex Chowski.
I am Charlie McMullen.
I'm Kevin Daly.
I'm Josh Hadley.
And before we get to the infomercial thing, there's one thing Kevin and I wanted to bring up we discussed today, which is the people on Twitter who have just discovered that Titanic was real.
Yeah. See, I think you're screwing with me, Jowski. I read the article. I think those are trolls. That can't be real.
If it is real, the feeling that I have now is what I would feel if I had to watch Schindler's List while killing my dog. This is just horrible and depressing, and it makes me weep for the future.
I don't know. Kevin and I were discussing that these are the people that we work with.
Yeah, are these the people that taste packing peanuts?
Yes, these are the people that taste packing peanuts.
They're not bad, by the way.
Oh, God, Charlie's one of them.
They're light. You can fill up on them. They don't go bad.
Oh, so it's like eating a peep.
Yes, exactly. It's like, you know, diabetic peeps.
Oh, do not get me started on peeps. I've cleaned up because that baby would, like, eat half of a peep and spit gross half-chewed marshmallow over the floor. I spent, like, half an Easter afternoon cleaning that shit up.
I am not a huge fan of peeps. I'm going to be completely honest.
I used to be until I saw that Malcolm in the Middle where it was, how many can Francis eat in one sitting? And when all that pink goo started coming up out of his mouth, and they're like, well, it doesn't have to be in his mouth, and they start turning him over.
Yeah,
I just went,
he doesn't
all
have
right,
to eat
no.
him, they just have to be inside his body.
But regarding the people that thought Titanic was real, I'm not too quick to say that they're trolling, because, okay, all the remakes that come out in Hollywood lately, and you have all these people that honestly don't know their remakes.
I mean, I was so appalled by the fact that anybody might not be aware that it's a real... I did not want to exist anymore.
I'm gonna vote for real here.
I think it's quite possible you have a bunch of like 10, 11, 12, 13-year-olds on the internet who are completely retarded and completely oblivious to reality who actually genuinely did not know.
And I get that, but the fact that there are so many of them.
But okay, as Mike Nelson from MST3K put it, I mean, who would know about Titanic? It's just a minor footnote in maritime history. You have to be a real maritime history buff to have heard about this, right?
Yeah, one of the greatest ship disasters of all time, you know.
Yes, I know little to nothing about maritime history, and I knew the Titanic was real. I mean, that's one of the reasons why I never saw the movie, because I already knew how it was going to end.
I actually, when my wife and I first went and saw that back in 98, we went to the video store. We went to the 9 o'clock showing, so we were at the video store prior to that. And my wife and I were talking about how great the ship sinking looked in the trailer. And somebody in another aisle, great, I was just going to go see that. You ruined the ending. Thanks a lot, assholes. My wife and I looked at each other like, can you facepalm each other or is that assault?
Rosebud's a sled.
Willis is a ghost.
Norman Bates is his own mom.
Yeah, there's a statute of limitations on spoilers.
I think if it happened 100 years ago, it's pretty good. But I think this is just prep work for when Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter comes out.
Oh, we're going to have to try to convince people that that was actually what happened.
Yeah, he's the reason you don't have vampires today, duh.
I think there's going to be people tweeting, Abraham Lincoln was really a president?
Oh, my God. I'm going to eat a bullet if that happens.
No. You're not going to eat a bullet. You're going to go to the play and then get one shot into you.
You're going to eat a bullet the Abraham Lincoln way.
Good thing these tickets were free, General, because this place...
If only life were so kind. Alas.
You know what? I think all these people legitimately did not know that the Titanic actually happened.
And in the distance, a man went down on a horse. Throwing that out.
I'm not going to live that down, am I?
No, never.
What? Kevin, do you want to give us some context?
Okay,
go watch Fish's review for a few dollars more.
It's a vlog review, so it's unscripted, and I'm explaining the opening for a few dollars more, which you're familiar with the opening, right?
It's been a long time since I've seen it, but yeah.
You have the man on the horse, he gets shot, and then he falls off the horse. Well, the way it had come out of my mouth in that review was, a man goes down on a horse.
That just sounds so filthy coming out of your mouth.
This film was made in Tijuana over the course of an afternoon.
And shot on video.
Interspecies erotica.
What Dave Pacheco says on Twitter, though, is, LOL, exclamation point, the Titanic wasn't real, dumbass, it was just a movie. Man, people on the internet are crazy dumb.
Yeah.
See, you guys tell me that that's not a troll.
We're probably trolling, but I get the feeling that a good chunk of these are real.
I get the feeling that almost all of them are real.
As George Carlin says, think about how stupid the average American is. And then remember, half of them are stupider than that.
True story. Yeah.
This is just grim.
And looking at the Twitter pictures next to each of these posts, I'm pretty sure they're all kids. I mean, all these pictures, if I had sex with any of these people, I'd go to jail.
That's a really dark place to have gone right away, Josky.
That's where he lives, though. That's his address.
I'm still bitter about being carded for cigarettes today.
Dude, I haven't been carded since I was like 15.
My wife gets mad when she gets carded. She's older than I am, and she gets carded, and she actually takes that as an insult. She just threw a wicked glare at me, too, for that.
I like getting carded.
But then I got smart-ass with the lady because she says, because I pointed the sign that says, if you're under 30, we'll card you. I'm 32. You don't have to card me.
Dude, I get carded for video games at Target. And you guys know what I look like. I look like the afterbirth of Rob Zombie and Kevin Smith's Wild Night Out. And I still get carded.
My wife informs me she gets carded to buy Dimetap at Walmart.
Yeah, the last time I got carded, I was buying the 40-Year-Old Virgin on DVD.
Actually, the reason they card for like cough medicine and things like that isn't necessarily an age thing. It's tracking, because if they see that so-and-so has bought 8 gallons of Dimetap this week, they know somebody's making meth.
Well, my wife just told me she was in a store the other day with her younger sister by about, 6, 8 years younger. They thought the younger sister was the older sister. Take that.
That's a little rough for her sister, I gotta be honest.
Yeah, well, I don't like her anyway, so.
That is a long suicide note in your future, Josh. It'll be well written, don't get me wrong.
We are going to move into the infomercials now, and start this, I'm just going to ask, when I say infomercial, what is the one infomercial or made-for-TV product, a lot of them are abbreviated infomercials, that comes to mind? Josh.
NADS.
I've got NADS. Kevin.
OxyClean.
Of course, classic Billy Mays. Charlie.
My favorite of all time is the Shake Weight. Yes, thank God for DVR is all I'm saying.
For me, it's the Snuggie and Forever Lazy.
We actually own some of those over here.
Now, do you own a real Snuggie or one of those knockoffs of knockoffs?
No, it's my wife's and it is a real Snuggie.
Jowski, do you remember that time we were talking on Facebook after having just watched a scary movie on IFC?
Yes.
There were these two commercials back to back. One of them was for shoe lifts, and the execution was just wonderful. Because they found really sad short men to just radiate the fact that they wished they were 3 inches taller.
This man is 5'8", and he can never get laid because he's short.
Exactly. They have this hot chick ignoring him on a golf course for some reason. And then the one after that was, it was like the Snuggie.
It was the Forever Lazy.
It was Forever Lazy. It had, it's like if you put an ass flap on a Snuggie, then that's what it is.
I have a Forever Lazy, and the ass flap is way too big to be of any use. It basically, like, the whole purpose is like I can and keep my legs warm, but with the ass flap being half the size of my legs, there's really no point.
Kevin, you just made me think of when Homer invented the reclining toilet chair.
Look, it gets cold in the bathroom. Sometimes.
Actually, when I was researching infomercials, I was surprised at how many infomercials and There was a couple infomercials and made-for-TV products that are convincing you that you need to shit more. There were all these infomercials for colon cleansers.
Oh, yes.
All of them talking about how children take bigger shits.
I remember that.
Hey,
oh my God.
I can give you guys a much better colon cleanser. Fazoli's. We always call that Fazoli's butt when it hits you about an hour later.
The one time I ate a Fazoli's, I didn't have that issue, strangely.
Did you have the spaghetti basket?
No, I got a sandwich.
There was a period where when I was working at 26, I was pretty broke, and my wife had these coupons that if you buy a soda, you get a free plate of spaghetti. And it didn't say limit one, so I just photocopied a ton of these at work. So every day for almost 2 months, I ate at Fazoli's. That just became the hour later was Fazoli's butt when all of a sudden we'd run to the bathroom. Uh-oh, got Fazoli's butt.
Okay, Josh, I don't think you can blame Fazoli's. If I ate anything for 2 months, I would get diarrhea.
Hey, when you're poor, dude, you buy a soda, you get breadsticks and a spaghetti. How could you not do that?
I would do that.
I think it's the breadsticks, you know, all that fiber.
Yeah, because I always need to eat an entire wicker chair before I go to the bathroom.
And Fazoli's breadsticks taste like Metamucil anyway.
Hey, f*** you, I love the breadsticks there.
I can't remember.
You're like
now.
The woman in an abusive relationship, Josh. Fazoli's loves me. Back off of
Fazoli's. It said it was sorry, Kevin.
You don't understand. You don't know Fazoli's the way I do.
I walked into a door.
Fell down some stairs at Fazoli's.
It was my fault. I should have been more attentive.
Fazoli's been under a lot of stress lately. I shouldn't have been provoking him. We are joking about domestic violence. Let's get back on topic now.
Well, I was talking about how many infomercials there are convincing you that you need to more. And there's this one called the Squatty Potty, which is going with the theory that cavemen were healthier because they...
sorry.
They had to squat to poop. They didn't have these toilets where they sat down, you know. We're unhealthy because we sit. We don't squat.
That's right. I remember the time that I was in India. I was thinking, wow, these people are really f***ing healthy.
One of their colons must look like the inside of a porno movie.
And so the squatty potty is basically a stool so you can lift your legs.
Stool.
It's a stool for making stools.
It's a stool.
Yo, dog, I heard you like stool.
That so you can be in a squatting position while you do your business. The guy that's advertising it, he's sitting on, squatting on the toilet, grin on his face, while it shows the guy sitting down, and he looks like he's in physical pain, like he just ate at Fazoli's.
Jowski, Fazoli's is never going to be an advertiser on this show, huh?
Which is funny because it's one of the few restaurants that Pueblo actually has.
Yeah. We actually had to try to get Fazoli's.
Yes, you will never hear us open the show with go to Fazoli's.com and use the promo code GeekJuice.
Yeah. Welcome to Fazoli's Presents Geek Juice Radio.
Hey, I am proud of my Adam and Eve sponsorship. I actually get to tell people I sell sex toys for a living.
That just reminds me of that time that Jowski typed in Facebook, I need a dildo for some reason.
Did you see my response?
I did. It was about as perfect a response I've ever seen.
I ate a dildo.
It was one of the... That should go into our intro.
Hey guys, I ate a dildo.
Speaking of which, trying to keep on infomercial topic.
Yeah, well, with this group, good luck.
Yeah. Incidentally, I don't think we did. What are you drinking?
I am drinking the same beer that I stole from Mike last week, that Patriot Pale Ale. And I'm also drinking Mountain Dew.
Dr. Whitewater Pepper. IPA from Sam Adams. It's actually pretty good.
I'm drinking a big-ass bottle of Guinness Extra Stout right now.
And Tom is not here to give you about it.
I know. So suck it, Tom.
What are you drinking, Josh? I know it's not alcoholic.
Dr. Pepper.
That's a good choice.
Although, if you drink enough of that, you will need an actual doctor.
I'm to the point right now, it goes through me so fast, I might as well just pour it down the toilet and just save time.
It's like liquid Fazoli's.
Is that going to be a new meme now?
It's called Fazoling.
The most disgusting meme ever.
But no, see, the thing with infomercials is they are what is killing television. I worked two different TV stations where infomercials just took over because instead of producing local programming, which you have to put time and effort into, the infomercial not only pays you rather than you having to pay out, but you have nothing to do for it. So to a TV programmer, infomercials are a godsend. To a TV viewer, any one of you, please tell me honestly, if you ever are flipping channels and you see an infomercial, do you go, ooh, let's stick around and see what this is? Or do you go, this, let's find something real?
Yeah, I like Billy Mays, so, but they don't show his stuff anymore, but I used to stop and watch Billy Mays' stuff.
Do you think his coroner used OxyClean on his body?
That would have been a good idea.
Or do you think if his funeral went off bad, would he have 90 days to get a refund and send it back, plus your shipping?
Actually, Billy Mays died of head trauma, so that car dent system of his might have actually come into play.
It might have. I was making those jokes the day it happened, and I was yelled at by one of my editors as, really? Really?
Because Josh knows as well that there was a time when the late night television programming slots used to be old movies.
Mm-hmm.
Or just whatever movie they could put on. And I remember that, and I liked that.
They would go to somebody like, you know, Crazy Steve's World of Slightly Scratched Records or something like that, and he would sponsor whatever the time period was, say 3 to 5 a.m., and it didn't matter what they showed as long as it got a specific rating. But the advertisers had to keep going the TV station had to keep going after him. Then with infomercials, they said, we'll pay you $200 for that. You don't have to buy a movie. You don't have to go after an advertiser. And all you got to do is plunk our two-hour spot in. Boom, done. TV stations are lazy. And they see it as guaranteed revenue. They don't care that it destroys the reputation of their station. They don't care that nobody watches it. All they care about is it's guaranteed money.
And now, to stick specifically to the half-hour infomercials, not the made-for-TV products, the infomercials, have any of you ever bought a product you saw on those infomercials?
I did. About 10 years ago when I was living in Nashville going to film school, I bought an ab slide, and it's crippled me horribly.
I never bought one, but I own a ton of them. One of my mom's friends, when my wife and I first moved into our first house, gave us a whole bunch of these things that she had bought. So I own a bunch, but I never bought them.
Now, Charlie, did you buy this during your first year of film school?
Yes, it was.
Yeah, that's because you got that freshman 15 in college.
It was more like a freshman 22, 23, because my apartment was across the street from this restaurant that served deep-fried pork chops. And I praised the heavens every day that I was not Jewish, and I ate those like they were going out of style.
I gained my metabolism. I gained the freshman too. No, I bought...
Which would be the most weight Jowski ever gained in his entire life?
Unless he holds something heavy.
Well, hey, okay, my wife is watching something on Discovery Science. They just had a made-for-TV commercial for like one of those PC cleaner things. You know,
they load more adware onto your computer. Yeah, those things are awesome.
Yeah, the things I always love is how stupid the people in the infomercials or the commercial is. Mom, it's not fast enough. And he's playing a game that looks like it would be advanced for the NES. It's like, well, maybe if your computer was made in this decade, you could play the game.
Mom, I can't get to Facebook on the Commodore.
Well, that's my favorite thing about infomercials like that is... I think it was the tap light. I remember this. They're the lights that you stick on the hall or by the stairs. Anywhere you need light, you just tap it and it lights up. To illustrate the necessity of a product like this, they show a woman just fumbling with a flashlight like it's a nuclear reactor.
Yeah, they
There's got to be a simpler way.
A lot of those made for TV products, the way they do their pitch is they present your non-problem.
Right.
Has like a devastating, don't you hate when this happens, and they have somebody just totally overacting the situation. Like those pasta strainers, it's so somebody like the clumsiest person in a world trying to use a colander and just getting spaghetti all over the
kitchen. What is happening with this? I put this over here and then what?
See, the one I like is that glove that peels potatoes. when they're showing the woman peeling the potatoes, and she takes like half of her thumb off, and you just kind of go like, what kind of a f***ing inbred starts at the thumb to move up to the potato? You know, what the hell?
And it's always black and white, like you're watching Schindler's List.
I know, it's like a rape flashback.
or it's like CSI when they show you what really happened.
Exactly. The horrifying truth. And I remember the commercial for the Slap Chop.
Oh, yes, with Vince.
You're going to love my nuts. You're going to love my nuts.
Yes, watch this. You're going to love my nuts.
You know, he finally got around to doing another one after he got out of jail. He did a product called the Shticky.
The Shticky, yes.
Which is like a reusable lint roller.
Yep. And that's one that I would actually buy. Because you know that wool coat that I have where that kid goes, yo, Harry Potter? That coat, that always gets lint, and I would actually use a Shticky.
I would buy it simply because of how he did the infomercial, because he just like goes, you could even use it for those embarrassing situations, and he's getting his mug shot, and he just like Shtickies off some lint.
Well, did you guys ever see, there's a reel on YouTube of like Billy Mays and him and some other guys, a whole bunch of infomercial outtakes. Have you guys ever seen that?
I'm going to look it up after the show for sure.
Why wait till after the show?
All right.
There's a great one. I can't remember what the product is. I think it's Billy Mays. He's demonstrating it, and it's not even doing close to what he wants. And he goes, just once, I'd like this thing to do what it's supposed to do. And the audience just bursts out laughing. And I'm like, well, that's pretty telling right there.
Okay, well, this is only 3 minutes. We're going to take a look at this right now.
This is fake. This is a fake video. This is a fake Billy Mays. This is somebody enacting Billy Mays.
Yeah, there
is an actual real one. It's like 20 minutes long. It's a whole bunch of real outtakes. I saw it about a year and a half ago, so I have no clue where I found it from. But there's an actual video out there.
But no, I wanted to stick on the infomercial topic about buying from the half-hour things. Kevin, Josh, did you guys ever buy anything from the half-hour infomercials?
No, but I love watching those, like, Ballads of the 80s ads.
I'm like, I am so going to download this.
Yeah, that's pretty much...
To get every one of these songs on a CD, you would have to spend $250,000.
Yeah, exactly.
If you listen to the RIAA, yeah.
Yep, that was before Napster.
Well, the ones I love are the ones for the erectile dysfunction medication. That guy just looks way too happy. The Cialis, I think it is. The guy with the huge pasted-on smile.
Ah, that guy.
Oh, yeah.
Bob.
Bob, yeah.
Well, and then, okay, not necessarily infomercial, but did you guys ever watch The Shield?
I saw it a couple times.
What about you, Kevin?
I'm not sure.
Well, okay, Shane's wife in the later seasons, I saw her in a herpes ad as like sufferer number 3, and I'm just going, man, that must be so proud to put on your resume. I was herpes sufferer number 3 going, oh, it burns this time of the month. How the hell do you put that on your resume for f***ing sake?
It is professional work, I suppose.
The woman that played Kate on Lost did a Livelinks commercial.
Yes, in Canada. Yes, because she was Canadian. But hey, Ben Affleck did a Pizza Hut commercial.
Okay, I actually got one involving myself.
You've done a few commercials.
Yeah, I have.
Local commercials.
Local businesses. Alex and Kevin, you guys may have seen the most recent one for Pueblo Sleep Solutions, the mattress place.
Man, no. I don't remember. I don't know if I get a whole lot of Pueblo commercials out in the boonies where I live.
But the guy who owned the mattress store, he's like, if this does well, then we're going to do billboards and all kinds of stuff. Imagine your face on a billboard right next to it. It's going to say, don't wind up sleeping next to this man.
So you were convinced right then, let's make this the worst commercial ever.
I was like, let's make some magic happen. I can see where a commercial can be a stigma for somebody.
No, the one product I ever bought from a late night infomercial that I spent $200 on is I actually bought back in like 2001. I bought Don LaPree's money making system.
That was the year I bought the AbSlide.
Yes, it was the
worst. Is that the one where the Simpsons very accurately parodied? And if you listen to my system, you can get a yacht like this. You know why? Because it smells like cat pee. And you can be surrounded by women like this, beautiful women like this. You know why? Because they used to be men.
Well, because Don LaPree, and I looked up his bio. This was in 2001, before his bio became what it is. The whole infomercial convinces you that anybody can do this. This is easy. This is just like giving you money.
Do you know why? Because he gets rich off people buying his system and then going broke. That's why he's rich.
Multi-level marketing scheme.
As you can see, by selling you this shit, I have increased my net worth.
Well, I was only out $200 because then the stuff
only
mail because, and then I read it and I'm like, this is a bunch of crap. And threw it. It's like, buy yourself a 900 number. I'm like, no.
I don't know, man. $200 is $200. I could get like about 185 Doritos Locos Tacos for that.
That's a lot of tacos. I mean, that's a Doctor Who marathon right there.
Well, not all at once.
But no, what became of Don LaPree recently, too? is he kept up with these. Then he started selling fake multivitamins.
Yeah.
And he was arrested for fraud and all that stuff. Committed suicide in jail.
Ah.
How about Tony Little?
What became of Tony Little? I remember his...
Okay, ponytails always bother me. Always. His especially.
He looked like Fabio's abortion.
He really did.
Oh, he is in the movie The Pumpkin Carver. And he appeared in VH1's Best Year Ever, 2007. Yeah, that was not a best year. Tony Little was making TV. It's not a good year.
Or Susan Powder. Do you guys remember her from the 90s?
Yes. Stop the Insanity.
Yes. The one that looks like a Sinead O'Connor and the chick from the Eurythmics had a lesbian baby together.
Yes.
And then I remember when she...
Annie Lennox, that's it.
Yeah, when she declared bankruptcy, I was like, how to lose weight by not affording food.
Oh, you must work for Walmart.
Yeah, I remember the movie Powder. I thought it was about her, even after I watched the movie.
Why isn't she marketing her ability to bring a deer back to life?
Or be directed by a convicted pedophile.
I don't remember who directed... Jeffrey Jones directed Powder?
Get out of here.
No, because the big controversy about Powder was it was directed by a convicted pedophile, and most of the movie has got shirtless teenage boys running around. So people were like, yeah, there's an issue here. It's the same guy that did Jeepers Creepers 2. Again, filled with shirtless boys.
Okay, we just brought up his picture, and he just screams pedophile.
I'm not lying, though.
I did not see Jeepers Creepers, but I did see Jeepers Creepers 2, but I do not remember all the half-naked boys in it.
The guys on the school bus kept having to take their shirts off, and they kept getting their shirts ripped near the end of the film and stuff. And it's like, oh, wow, subtle, Victor, subtle.
I would say I should watch that again, but now that you bring that up, I'm no longer interested.
I'm gonna steer clear of that.
Victor Salva, one of his early movies he directed was Clown House, which sounds exactly like a pedophile's euphemism for rape dungeon.
It does.
Come on down to Uncle Touchy's Clown House, kids.
I'd like to see one actually call himself Uncle Touchy.
That'll be Jowski's new nickname.
That'll be my Twitter name when I actually get one.
To get back to infomercials, do you guys remember the NADS commercial?
I sure do.
Yes, so do I.
The hairiest woman this side of a Sasquatch. And then remember NADS, it was all biodegradable. You could eat it. Well, a friend of mine did. And the way he put it was, have you ever gone out and licked a sewer grate? Have you ever wondered why you never did that? That's why you don't try NADS.
Okay, so you're saying that a friend of yours ate NADS and then wished that he didn't?
Yes, absolutely.
The thing about NADS, though, the reason it has that name is it's named after her daughter, Nadine.
Yep.
But still, you had to know. Calling it NADS is a joke.
But she made this product for her daughter, who apparently was a Sasquatch. You see that the before and after pictures, and the after picture, normal teenage girl, before picture is just a stock photo of a mastiff.
Yeah, it was... Well, because at the time that came out, because I was like, what, 98, 99?
I think it was maybe even as early as 96. I think that was mid-90s.
I was doing a semester at CSU, and I was I had a class in TV production, and all we talked about for a whole day was how many different people that had to slide by, and nobody said, hey, that's all. That also means balls.
That's what I'm saying. You had to know. There's no way you didn't know that NADS was a slang term for testicles. There's no way you didn't know that.
There's one commercial where the girls are like, they're all proud, and they're like, I got natted.
Wow. Have you seen that borderline pornographic boob one that they got now that's about giving fat women an extra bust line?
We were talking about that. We were calling it the titty press, but that's not what it's called.
Yeah, I can't remember what it's called. I was flipping channels, and I'm like, okay, so it's giving fat women bigger boobs. And there's all these close-ups right on the cleavage, and it's like, this is borderline pornographic here. And I'm like, I'm intrigued.
There is one commercial I saw, which was for a product called Sticky Nips, which was for...
That sounds like a severe medical condition.
It was for little stick-on nipples that women could stick over their regular nipples so they could have the little nips poking through their shirt so they can look sexier.
I thought they already had that. It was called air conditioning.
Yeah, I was going to say it's called an ice cube.
Yeah, I was watching that commercial. I'm like, you could just use an ice cube. But it has like women in there that are pushing 60 talking about how sticky nips revolutionized their love life.
Wow.
So speaking of that, how about the penis enlargement ones? I use the PostiVac every day. It's made my sex life so much better. And then they actually have to tell you not an actor portrayal because the guy's such a horrible actor that we couldn't have figured that out on our own.
He's not a professional actor. He's freelance.
I remember the late night commercial. They ran this on Comedy Central because it was hilarious. But it was for one of those male enhancement pills. I think it was like some herbal. It was like Extends or something. The host of this commercial is this chick who, I mean, they didn't write any dialogue for her. She's like, "This is the real thing. It's real science."
Ron Jeremy actually had one of those larger ones that he did with like three other porn stars. It was framed like it was a talk show.
Yeah.
And they started talking about their careers and whatnot.
I saw that
one. Yeah, so you guys know I'm not making that up. So Ron Jeremy hocked pills too.
He did.
When I worked graveyard shift at the nursing homes, I had to watch that commercial every night because it would be on the TV. Of course, none of the old people thought they were all asleep at 2 a.m.
Yeah.
They were all asleep at 2 p.m.
But then
right after dinner,
I realized that it was just on because nobody ever changed the channel on the TV or bothered to turn it off. But realize that commercial really only ran on Spike. And I'm like, what are old people doing watching Spike?
Somebody really wanted to get their UFC on or something.
I'm like, Wheel is not doing it for me anymore. I want to see. I want to watch Fear Factor.
I want to watch a Japanese game show.
But no, I remember that one for the porno one. But back when I worked on the Ned the Dead show, which was a local horror host show on Channel 32 out of Green Bay, they could get no advertising. So every commercial break was filled with Extends commercials. And it started to make you feel, I don't care if you had erection problems to begin with or not, you started to feel a little intimidated after watching an hour and a half of these, you know?
I always thought my penis was okay, but maybe not.
Well, they give you a free month. What's to lose? Yeah, and then you're all of a sudden in the ER having to explain why you have priapism.
I think we need to talk about the poo trap.
The poop trap, yes.
Yeah.
That's actually one of many products to deal with dog poop. But explain the poop trap first, Charlie.
Okay, the poo trap. This is for people who consider themselves above picking up dog leavings with a shopping bag or with the weird plastic gloves that they give you at the park. This is an apparatus that you can put on your dog and securely place a bag over his anus so that when he does poop, you can just sort of pull like a magic cord. And then it just snaps it off into a bundle. And you could be like the Indiana Jones of dog. You can like snap it off your dog's butt and then whirl it around and just fling it into a trash can without looking twice.
So it's basically an ass bag on a horse, but for your dog.
Yes. It's a dog colostomy bag.
This is the canine equivalent of putting a rubber band around a baby's penis so you don't have to change a diaper.
Oh!
I never even thought of that. Damn it, Joust.
That is
I'm glad you're not a parent. Jesus.
I am a parent.
He's very much a parent. He had a daughter, though.
Well, okay, parent of a male. Good God, man.
That's
I only know
now.
Because of...
Or maybe he had a male, and now he just has a daughter.
Yeah, he had a son earlier, but he died of penis strangulation.
No, the only reason I know that people actually do this is because of this town, and I must have read this same story in local news like 3 times in a year.
Those are the same people who didn't know Titanic was real.
No, there's also the Cammy secret, which I saw an ad for, which is that...
Okay, I don't know that I've seen that one.
Okay, what it is, it's just a flap of cloth that women can hang inside of their shirt, that they button it to like the inside of their shirt to hide their cleavage.
I see.
I'm like, or you could just wear a regular shirt.
Or what's the point? Isn't the whole point of cleavage to be seen? Or am I just the dirty old man in this group?
And it's like, it has this commercial with a woman who... For the sake of the commercial, they got a very stacked woman.
Sure.
And she is wearing this absolutely low-cut top in a business environment.
Okay, no, I remember this commercial now. The actress they had clearly had implants.
I was also going to say, how would you like to be the actress? You're only being hired for this non-porn commercial because you have giant knockers.
And at one point in the commercial,
cool paycheck.
To show it in many different colors and styles, they have like... 3 women in an office looking over a file, and they're all wearing Cammy secrets. I'm like, now why are women hiding their cleavage from each other?
That was clearly
rampant lesbian rape gangs. Rampant lesbian rape gangs.
Yes, the county department is teeming with rapist lesbians.
Well, there was one. I don't think they make it anymore. I can't remember what the exact product was, but it was one of those ones that came in, you know, black as in, you know, African American black, and dark for Latino, and then the white one was called normal.
Oh man.
Yeah, you see why they don't make that one anymore. So it was like, it comes in brown and black and normal.
It comes available in normal and genetically inferior.
But it has the Cammy secret one has a woman in an office environment trying to explain something to a guy about some paperwork, and all he's doing is just staring at her cleavage like a wolf in an old commercial, old cartoon.
Like men are wont to do.
And I'm like, you know, most people have handled this with a dress code.
That's true. And, or, I mean, it's like saying to women, how would you like to take away your power of hypnosis?
How would you like to be just as inferior as a man?
Yes. How'd you like to ugly it up a bit? Okay, I'm seeing one here, right above, on your list here, right above Cammy Secret. Doc Bottoms Ass Spray? What is that about?
Doc Bottoms Ass Spray is, it's air freshener. But the way this commercial's presented... Yes.
Oh my god, that was
commercial. It is, it's like, do you pungent pits and beastly butt odor, and it has a man that has plumber's moon, and he's obviously a plumber, he's working on some pipes, and his like plumber's assistant literally sticks his face into the man's ass.
Like right in there.
Wow.
Oh my god, I wish this was a video blog now, because that was easily the funniest thing I've seen in the past year.
Charlie, I don't remember what it's called. I'd have to do some searching on Google. There is, it's not an infomercial, but it's one of those in-house training things at like a warehouse where it's the goriest in-house training film I've ever seen in my life, with people like nailing their fingers to boards and pulling their fingers off, and a guy getting caught in a trash compactor, and a guy getting run over with a forklift. It's the worst acting, worst special effects you'll ever see in your life. You need to try and find the safety video. It was clearly from the 80s, too.
Nice.
Well, hey, speaking of that, made-for-TV products. Now, they don't do this much anymore because of the internet, but do you guys remember the direct sale videotapes? Like, learn how to be a bouncer at a bar, only $19.95 for the videotape?
Oh, they were like correspondence courses.
It was a video series on how to acquire a certain skill. I remember one... It was about billiards, like how to do billiards tricks. And the guy who was hawking it was just the saddest motherfucker I've ever seen. Like, he was clinging to the notion that being really good at pool will get you laid.
It will if you're Paul Newman or Tom Cruise, but other than that...
But there are many other reasons why Paul Newman and Tom Cruise got laid, though. It wasn't just pool.
And with Tom Cruise, it wasn't even with women.
And it wasn't on roller coasters, because he wasn't tall enough.
But I remember the one about how to be a bouncer at a bar. They had a videotape series. The first volume was $5.99, each additional volume $19.95 every month. Really? Is being a bouncer at a bar that difficult that you need a home video series for it?
I don't know. I think tape one is just stop caring about getting your ass kicked. The end.
I think it's just Roadhouse with a different cover.
Roadhouse.
Well, I mean, the videos look like they were shot by Jeff Healey.
Ooh.
Hey, man, Daredevil's my favorite comic. I got nothing but respect for blind people.
Black people? What the f***?
Blind people.
Wow, that was unintentionally racist, Charlie.
I also have nothing but respect for black people, too. Luke Cage is... I'm also a huge fan of Luke Cage.
Speaking of which...
How did you manage to out-racist Jowski?
Yeah, damn.
100% by accident. That's the only way to do it.
I thought the most racist thing I ever did was make the realization last night that Thin Lizzy was black. Which I did not know until last... All the times I've listened to Boys Are Back in Town and Jailbreak, and I never knew!
I got into this huge fight. A friend of mine is a huge Vin Diesel fan, and he will not accept the fact that he's a African. He will not accept that.
Yeah.
It's like, dude, Vin Diesel's black. Accept it.
He's just very, 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 very tan.
How did he take to him being gay?
He still won't admit that, so...
You can try to make the debate about, okay, so maybe Vin Diesel is very, very tan, but then you take into account that he plays World of Warcraft, and we all know that people who play World of Warcraft never see sunlight.
That's true. He was probably a lot darker before.
And he also was a former D&Der, remember?
Who used to ditch work for weeks on end to play World of Warcraft.
Which is why I stopped playing World of Warcraft.
It's taking over. All right, let's go back to the list, because Doc Bottoms Asprey was wonderful.
We've also got the dude.
The titty bear.
Okay, play the titty bear, because I've not seen that one yet.
You know what the titty bear is.
I'm not sure that I do.
This woman has huge knockers, too.
Okay, this infomercial is clearly directed by Russ Meyers.
If only he were still alive.
This is a great product.
Oh, this is fantastic. This is...
Was I lying about that chick in the gray top?
I like the part where, like, it's perfect for babies in car seats, and adds a picture of this kid in a car seat. What the f*** is this thing?
Yep, people of all ages can get motorboated by a teddy bear on your way to work.
The doodaddy, which I'm not going to play the commercial because it's not about the commercial. It's just a inappropriately named product.
Doodaddy?
Well, Alex, weren't you telling me the other day your daughter was playing with a pedophile?
Yes, it's this product that's to file your feet to make them soft. Because, you know, the soles of your feet get pretty rough.
And it's called a pedophile?
It was called a pedophile. P-E-D-I.
It's a cheese grater for your feet.
Yeah. And I ask my daughter, what's that? It's a pedophile. I'm like, what?
It's on a computer.
The creepy guy in the park gave it to me.
We have the, what else did I have on this list? The Hawaii chair.
Okay, what is the Hawaii chair?
The Hawaii chair is, I'll play you a clip from it. It's a chair that rotates, so you don't have to work out. You can just sit on this chair that spins around and rotates.
That is wonderful.
But these people look like they're about to fall out of a chair.
Okay, Alex, how about head on, apply to the forehead? Head on, apply to the forehead.
Forehead, head on, apply directly to the forehead. Oh, yes, I remember head on.
Pretty okay, sure that showed
up on the internet. As soon as I leave here tonight, I am going to buy me a Hawaii chair.
You lazy bastard.
It's not because I'm lazy, it's for sex. Don't get me wrong.
There's the Shudini, which...
Those are called Vietnamese swing chairs.
Maybe, but I have a reputation.
There's the Shudini, which I hope you guys can hear this commercial because this is the best sound.
Bending over to put your shoes on Gilbert. Is a backbreaking chore. One wrong step, you could end up on the floor. Trying to get
all
I'm hearing is like a helium and infused Donald
Shudini.
Duck that thinks it's gay.
Yes, that is exactly what Gilbert Gottfried sounds like.
End off with ease.
Because it is Gilbert Gottfried.
Well, Jousey, you can enjoy the lawsuit that Gilbert Gottfried will file. I'm not going to touch that one.
Okay, so it's to put on shoes without having to bend over. Okay, how do you pick
up... I do that anyway.
How do you pick up the Shudini itself, though?
Speaking of that, have you guys seen the toenail clippers with the long extender in the mirror so you can lean back while clipping your own toenails? Have you seen those?
Yes.
You can lay down. You don't even need to move into a sitting position.
It's like, this is the height of luxury.
Somebody's going to just cut a toe off. I mean, you're not going to cut your nails. You're going to be cutting big hunks of meat out of that thing, you know?
My tap dancing days are over.
The Bionic Alert. Okay. Which, again, it's not so much about the commercial as much as it was the...
Shudini!
Was that actor's name.
The Bionic Alert.
Lee Majors.
Oh my god, Lee Majors looks horrible!
Lee Majors...
Doesn't he look like a really bad homemade robot of himself now?
Yes, he does.
Lee Majors, the Bionic Man, and the Fall Guy. They make sure to mention that because this is a product for when old people fall. So it automatically...
The Fall Guy was about a stunt man. What the...
Shudini!
Yeah, it's like... Well, plus, the Bionic Man is what he's known for. That's like saying Steven Spielberg, director of 1984...
He actually wasn't called the Bionic Man. He was the $6 million man. There's a difference.
He was still a bionic.
He was damn bionic.
Okay.
Yeah, well, $6 million bought a lot more in the 70s, all right?
Yeah, it did. You couldn't even make a bionic midget for that nowadays.
Miss Cleopatra.
Not even you went to Mexico and outsourced it.
We've also got Miss Cleo.
Yep. Call me now for your free reading.
That is the worst Jamaican accent I've ever heard on her commercials. And you even hear her every now and then slip out of the accent.
She just sounds like the black flogging Molly fan.
What is written in the cards for you?
Or do you guys remember Dionne Warwick long after she had a career? With Hawk and all that crap?
Oh my, yes. Well,
there was also, back to infomercials, the Euro Club.
Okay.
Is that the golf club you can pee in?
Yes, I remember.
The golf club you can pee in? Yes.
And
because for a long time I thought it was like the steering wheel club, but built for the other side of the car.
The infomercial I want to end on is Santo Gold.
Okay.
Which I showed you.
Oh my god.
And I'm going to use the Santo Gold thing as the outro music for this particular episode.
I would buy that.
It is a commercial that starts by telling you about this fellow whose name is Santo Gold.
Like an Indiana Jones villain.
Well, he looks like a non-union Mexican equivalent of Phil Spector.
Who already looks like a non-union Mexican equivalent of a music producer.
And the commercial spends a lot of time promoting that Santo Gold had a hand in production of that. What was the name of that movie again?
Blood Circus.
Blood Circus. A wrestling movie called Blood Circus. And it keeps showing clips from this movie and telling you how great this movie is. And then they have Santo Gold come out and sing the theme from Blood Circus, which is a song about, we have bracelets for sale. Santo Gold has a money back guarantee. And then this is all intercut with Santo Gold is made in these warehouses, you know, and it is, you know, handcrafted. And you can watch Blood Circus at your local theater. And you have to watch this and wonder, what the f*** is this an commercial for?
Yeah, I couldn't tell. I couldn't tell if it was a trailer for Blood Circus or like a greatest hits of Santo Gold. I don't know what the hell is going on.
What it actually is a commercial for, though, I took research because the commercial won't tell you this. Santo Gold is one of those multi-level marketing things where you send the Santo Gold company $200 and they send you a bunch of gold that you can resell.
Oh, you mean like Amway or something
like
that?
Yeah, it's Amway.
Yeah.
It's Amway with jewelry. And the guy that runs it, he also was a singer that had something to do with the movie, so he's just trying to sell it all at once.
Let me ask you something then, Jowski. Does it fail as a commercial if you have to research it after the fact to find out just what in the f*** they were selling in the first place?
Yes.
I say it didn't fail just as a commercial. It failed on all possible levels.
Now, there are commercials that can do that.
Well, now, how many idiots actually bought the Santo Gold?
Enough for him to finance this movie, Blood Circus, which
sounds uber expensive.
Which could have been easily in the high three figures.
Now, this movie just looks like stock wrestling footage from the early 70s. And
what does wrestling have to do with a circus, though? That's what I don't get. I've never been to a circus that has wrestling in it.
Well, I think it sounds like it's like a metaphor or something.
Well,
I think you're giving them way too much credit, Kevin.
The performance in the ring with the combat and the violence.
Yeah, Kevin, you were protecting
all of that. I think you're giving them way too much credit, man.
Well, some research on that has...
As a recovering former professional wrestling fan...
I did research on that Blood Circus movie. It never got a wide theatrical release because he was selling the movie independently. Theater owners would see this movie and they'd be like, no, we're not going to show this. This is a piece of shit.
You're a moron.
And so nowadays, Santo Gold is trying to sell his movie on eBay. You can buy an original 32mm print of Blood Circus for $1 million.
Awesome.
Are you serious?
That is his opening bids for it.
I think we should all pool together and buy it. What do you guys say?
I think we need to find somebody who hates money.
I'm going to give the guy credit because he's got some brass balls.
Yeah.
Trying to sell that for $1 million.
He's got balls that are rolling through the cavern after Indiana Jones.
Although it came with scream bags. There was like a tie-in product that you would get with the movie, like Smellorama. And
I'm going to Cinemageddon right now to see if I can find it for free.
Now, you know a movie is bad when it comes with a barf bag.
No. When I saw Mark of the Devil, that came with a barf bag, too. I still have my Mark of the Devil barf bag. Damn it. Cinemageddon doesn't have Blood Circus. All right, let's see if there's a torrent out there for it. I'm not giving up. I want to see this now.
There's got to be.
$1 million. Even if I paid $1 million, I don't have a 35mm projector, so I'm still
As they say, it only takes one.
Yeah. Okay, I think we need to find where this print is being kept, steal it, and burn it.
The movie Santo Gold's Blood Circus. It was a professional wrestling movie theme. The plot is about aliens from the planet Zoron sent to Earth to fight against professional wrestlers from the United States and the Soviet Union, who prove actually to be man-eaters who devour their opponents upon defeating them in wrestling matches. This sounds like the greatest movie ever!
It also sounds like mating rituals in the South.
Well, I guess we just lost all our Southern listenership.
You can blame that on me. I'm the guest.
They don't have the internet.
Here we go. June 2011.
No, you're thinking of Canada.
35 millimeter prints were offered for auction on eBay with a starting bid of $21 million and a sale price of $750 million. Offers for a partnership in Santo Gold. The auction ended June 21st with no bids.
Oh my god, I'm shocked, Jowski. Just shocked.
$750 million. Oh my god.
You know what?
What do you say to a person like that who's going to sell this movie for $750 million?
He could not find a
distributor. Charlie, do you know what this is?
Huh?
This is the disembodied personality of Michael Bay's id.
There we go.
Yes, he could not find a distributor for the film. So
the
he...
super ego.
He ended up renting several theaters in the Baltimore area to show his film. It was shown only for a week and took in far less than the $2 million it cost to make. This is $2 million, 1985 dollars, by the way.
Oh my god.
The movie was never shown to the public after it ended its initial run, and the original copy of the film is believed to have been lost. Well, no, it's not. It was attempted to be
lost. Yeah, not if it was for sale on eBay.
I gotta track this guy down. This guy is just screaming Radiodrome guest.
His name is Santo Victor Rigatuso.
Josh, I think you do need to get this guy on a Radiodrome and just berate the shit out of him for an hour and a half.
Too bad my show's only 55 minutes, huh?
make it a two-parter.
Yeah, make it a two-part episode. That'd be fun.
Santo Gold. I like this headline from recent news, though. Santo Gold sued by Santo Gold, opening for Coldplay.
What?
What?
Wait a minute, wait.
Santo Gold sued by Santo Gold, opening for Coldplay. That sounds like he has multiple personalities, that he opened for Coldplay and then sued himself for the bad publicity.
Hey, John Fogerty got sued for sounding too much like John Fogerty.
That's true, he did.
And also, anything can happen, man. I want to find a copy of this.
Someone has got to have a copy.
I am so trying to track this guy down. And I'm gonna shit my pants if I find him on Facebook.
Oh, that would be awesome.
Well, this will be your first...
I'm Facebooking him right now.
This is your first step. There's the Facebook page for the actual movie. Geek Juice
I want to get the guy.
Geek Juice has more likes than the Blood Circus fan page, though.
Woo!
Woo!
Yeah! Suck on that, son of gold.
Please allow 7 days for auditory delivery. You've been listening to Geek Juice Radio. Thank you so much. Stay tuned for the projection booth at no additional charge, and we will see you next time.
Visit us at www.geekjuicemedia.com for more details.
You damn well better.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, we proudly present in person Santo Gold.
Into the pizza parlor?
Was she hungry?
No, they had free delivery.
I knew you'd go.
Santo Gold.